If I equals the square root of negative 1, then I squared equals negative 1. Okay? In other words, if you consider I as a constant, you can then define the square roots of all the negative numbers. So I is an imaginary number. It doesn't really exist. If I equals the square root of negative 1, then I squared equals negative 1. Is this making sense? Oh.